Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellgood and international
call
host
Natasha Triple A.
Interface complete.
Yo. Hope y'all ready. Let me go ahead and start off by saying, hold on. Not that ain't the word. No.
Le.
Shukran.
Al-Afwa.
Afwan.
Al-Ma'adira.
Al-Ma'adira.
Masa.
Sabah, everybody. Don't know, because this is afternoon.
Le.
All right. Well, fuck it. Shit. Buenos tardes. L2U, L Peepolas. Yeah, that ain't real Spanish, y'all, but y'all know how it gets down, man. Welcome to the show. This is your boy DJ Smell So Good. And let me get my little groove of music started in the back, Grizzown. And somebody, who is that? Somebody talk to me.
What to do, this cute phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4 and always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
That's We Lit. Check them out at www.welit.com. Oh, actually, welit.net. And holding down real big for the nonprofit. And today is Time to Learn the Language Tuesday, each and every Tuesday. This is our new feature for the show. You know what I'm saying? It's time for education. We got 2010 coming up. We got a lot of people moving into this country. You need to be learning to move the fuck up out of this country. So in order for you to be able to do that, you do have to understand just some basics of a person's language. You don't need to be fluent. You know what I'm saying? In their native tongue, you just need to know. You know, a little bit to get you by, you know what I'm saying? Enough to get you by. So that's what we're here today to do. And just to help, you know what I'm saying? Every week, we're going to feature a different language. And then at the end of the month, you know what I'm saying? It's when we'll go back and review everything that we, you know what I'm saying, that we kind of learned. And I think that's kind of the best way to, that's kind of the best way to attack it. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to learn the language. And the reason for using, you know what I'm saying, the show is because it's easier to learn with a bunch of people than it is to sit there and stare at the motherfucking wall, you know what I'm saying, try learning on your own. So, yeah. So today's language is Arabic, which is one of the native tongues, you know what I'm saying, to our language, you know what I'm saying, which falls after African, the actual Afrikaan language. Yeah. So we're going to be getting into a bunch of that, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you tune in. Got another news of the day coming up. Got some weather and shit I'm going to read to you. Yeah. Got a lot of shit. Congratulations once again to Two-Man Army, who was the winner of the 2009-2010 Beta Bay Area Idol Awards. These little brothers, you know what I'm saying? Got the dance group. A little rap group together and hit stage and basically put on a real concert, you know what I'm saying? And they did their thing. So I'll play their music, start this thing off, and then we're gonna, you know, get up in the mix. Go to www.byki.com if you'd like to follow on in the lessons, or you can go to www.transparent.com, which is two language programs. You know what I'm saying? That the free language programs too. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay for nothing. Just download the shit and get ready to use it. Shouts out, you know what I'm saying, to my Mexican homeboys up in here, you know what I'm saying, Goofy Bone, representing that San Jose, California, 408, Break the Rock. And we'll be learning Mexican too. We got Mexican coming up. Y'all ain't know, man. Let's go. Two-man army. Show don't stop. Coming right back. About to get into it live right here on Starship Smelly Prize. Time to learn a language Tuesday, biatches.
Shouted like a stripper. She got down her zipper. Belly button ring. Caught the whole team. I like the way she slide down the pole. Bring it back up, then give me some more. Then let your man know you don't need him no more. Come over here and give me some more. Bend over, touch your toes, bend the thing real low. The way you're swinging the thing is more like a pro. I like the way you walk across the stage in your high heels doing your thing. Got your boy going crazy in the brain. Made me put down my train. Damn girl, you doing your thing. The mama bad, she got the whole team watching. The mama bad, I'm like, yeah, this girl show stopping. She hit a pose, bow-legged, and she look bad. She winked at I'm like, yeah, I'm finna catch that. She hit a dance floor and start rolling that thing. I'm like, yeah, bro, yeah, must be the drink. She got the drink in her system, I'm like, that's what's up. The mama throw it up, the mama throw it up. She see me watching from the corner of her eye. Then I slid up on and did a body so right, ayy. And it was on for the rest of the night, okay. Show stop, little mama, show stop. I just drop, drop, drop. I just drop, drop, drop. I make a sweat, I make a sweat, I make a sweat, little mama, make a sweat. Go ahead, girl, drop it to the floor. Twerk that booty up and down while you're working that pose. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, show stop and make them other hoes mad. Go ahead, girl, drop it low to the floor. Twerk that booty up and down while you're working that pose. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, show stop and make them other hoes mad. She turned around and had me hypnotized. I ain't gon' lie, when she drop it to the floor, she caught my eye. I said, little mama, let's go take a ride. Baby girl, sit back and just relax. Your man ain't gotta know why I bring you right back. And I'ma take you to the spot where I chill at. And do your body right, yeah, girl, that's a fact. And if the vibe is right, I'ma take you home with me tonight. And I hope the next morning you can tell your man he real tripe. And you can tell him my name is Young R, baby, doing this thing. And I'm the one putting the pipe down on you, lady. I stepped in the club with a pocket full of sacks. Seen Shawty Red, knew I had to get that. The way she made that thing jump and then it vibrate. I promise to you, dog, I thought it was an earthquake. She rose, and probably then she really dropped it low. The mama wasn't playing, yeah, she worked it like a pro. I seen her in the cut, rolling like some 24s. And when she dropped, she screamed, I forget the mother hoes. I ran into Shawty, yeah, at the club. I couldn't lie, yeah, she had to show your boy some love. She hopped in the whip, yeah, she really wanted pipe. I had to go ahead and let Shawty spend the night. Go ahead, girl, drop her to the floor, twerk that booty up and down like you working that pole. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, show stop and make them other hoes mad. Drop, 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 drop. I make a sweat, I make a sweat, I make a sweat, girl, I make a sweat.
Yeah, y'all can check them out, www.theofficial2manarmy.com. And, yeah, get more bios, info, photos, and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. And they did a good-ass show, man, at the Beta Bay Area Idol. Shouts out to DJ Orlando. Did an excellent job hosting. Representing Wild 94.1 to the fullest, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. One disturbing thing, and this shit's still in my motherfucking eyesight because it blew my whole fucking night. Thank you to the motherfucking Nut House. You know what I'm saying, Wild 94.1, for really just putting a disgusting figure into my head, and I have to put it into yours. One of the radio personalities, they was talking about when men wipe their ass, which I've never even thought about this. When men wipe their ass, do they wipe their ass sitting down or standing up? Yeah, that's a question, people. Hit me up, 347-237-5125, unrelated to learning a language, but it's entertaining all the same. So, yeah. Question is, you wipe your ass as a man. Do you sit your ass down, wipe, and drop, or do you stand your ass up? Wipe and then drop. Okay. And then being saying that motherfucking goddamn Buckwheat, one of the personalities on there, he told me, he stands his ass up. I said, what kind of gay ass shit is that? You got to be gay. You have to be gay. It's no fucking way. I ain't never heard a motherfucker talking about wiping their ass standing up. You weren't even taught that as a child to wipe your ass standing up. Your mama didn't even wipe your ass standing up. She laid your ass down and wiped your ass. You weren't standing up. Where in the hell do you get the backwards notion of standing up and wiping your ass? Call me up, 347-237-5125. You got a comment on it. Or, you know what I'm saying, you want me to, you know, you didn't catch this episode, you still want to make a comment, send it to smellybtr@live.com. SmellyBtr@live.com, and I'll bring it back up, shit. But I told the motherfucker I had to call the radio station, man. Y'all motherfuckers just put a nasty-ass taste in my mouth, man. I mean, really. You really just made me feel like I watched the episode of fucking Coneheads. And you remember when he had the two little bubble dots on his ass and shit? Yeah. Yeah, that's what they did. All right, let me beam my homie up. You already know what we do up in here. Represent motherfucking 408. Man, I'm sorry, Brian. I hope you didn't catch that last question.
Hey, man, I want to get in on your questions of do men stand up wiping their ass?
Ah, shit, I hope you weren't calling in. Fuck!
Yeah.
All right, let me cue the music. Here we go, people. Oh,
please cue
shit.
The music.
Oh, shit. This is finna get drastic, people. All right, brother. Run it. All right, people, let me introduce you. This is Goofy Bone, CEO of Straight Loc Records, on San Jose Sharks representative, and, yeah, Trilateral Commission.
It's the North, I got a new name, too, the Northern West Male Gigolo of California. I don't know. These are new names they give me. I don't know. Anyways, to be honest with you, I've wiped my ass standing up, but I was in the woods.
Okay, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, it's like when I take a shit, I just don't get up off the toilet and then just wipe it. You know, you only wipe your ass standing up when you have to.
Anyway, this is my point. When this motherfucker, honestly, I don't like him anyway because I feel his ass is gay. I know this dude is gay. I know fucking Buckwheat is gay on Wild 94.1. Ain't nothing you motherfucker can tell me. If you call 727-578-9941, what's that, like between hours, I think 5 p.m. and 6 p.m., you can hear this gay-ass nigga on the radio. He's part of the Nut House, and he's the only one out of all the dudes and females in the motherfucking damn studio, they're talking about he stands up at home and wipes his ass standing up.
Obviously, niggas got a problem. But I just want to comment on that. And I want to give a shout-out to my homeboy Bobby Red Eyes. We're over here smoking and drinking early in the morning on the West Coast.
Right.
You know how we do.
Must be nice. What's up, man? You back in rotation? What's up?
Nah, I should be back next week.
God damn.
I should be back next week.
I had my whole website up and running. Hey, you check the website out, man?
Yeah, I sure did, and congratulations on that, brother. It looks
looking
good,
nice.
Professional.
Looking nice. It ain't even
yet. Hey, I don't know if you got the email, but Geico's now sponsoring me.
Oh, let me check my email.
So
I
got a couple of Geico commercials.
Oh, yeah?
Got a couple of Geico commercials. You know, I didn't know John C. Sweet and the Fly Lady were Geico customers.
No, I didn't know that.
They're the ones that set this all up. So they're like, fuck it. Let's put a guinea pig and test him to see if he can represent Geico the way it should be represented. And, yeah. But,
Oh, fuck that. This is who I represent.
Brought
shit.
To you by Wendy's. It's not that food. It's worse.
It's worse.
Fuck you, Baltimore.
That fucking commercial on.
Hey, I'll call back, Smelly.
If you think you're gonna find a bargain at Big Bill, you can kiss my ass. It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker.
You'll fall for this bullshit.
Guaranteed.
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass.
You heard us right.
Shove it up your ugly ass.
Bring your tray.
Bring your tie.
Bring your wife.
We'll fuck her.
That's right. We'll fuck your wife.
Because it's Big Bill Hell.
You're fucked 6 ways from Sunday.
Hang a hike
to Big Bill Hell.
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right.
What is that?
Pissing. How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait.
Wow.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only deal that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up,
oh,
asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Wow.
Big Bill Hell's card.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland.
Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 410-685-0982.
Wow! Congratulations!
Let's go get back into it, y'all. Coming up, about to get into some language learning, man. www.byki.com for all your free language learning needs. Studying Arabic up in this motherfucker, y'all. Coming right back, Starship Smelly Pride.
Yeah, the majority, I got the expectations. Say someone the best, I gotta be equivalent. Similar mindsets, I am not considering. Would you like whack rap? That's your biz. I'm inclined to equality in most their sphere. I make good music, that's common sense. And exposure will not be my consequence. 50-year-old 9, and Cass is bugging out. I can't keep it nothing but real. It's obvious we don't have the same appeal. Mine's mass like guru, and yours is minuscule. Who's minuscule? But I'm a fool. I don't approve of those with little skill. And executive peers, that's how they gotta deal. And who I consider ill makes me weird. That's noble like Reggie, I'll be that then. But the one thing you can be certain is clearly no reason for. And that is my attempted intention. My attempts are successful, not to mention being offensive and purposely dissing your favorite rapper. And I'm cool with it, got no issues. And just cause you have a certain preference that works for you, don't mean that I gotta jump the bandwagon too. I'm not a Mr. Me Too, no, that's you.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And
if you disagree, you a hater. Said that dude.
My friend is great.
That's good for you.
I guess
that makes you a hater.
I like who I like, whether wrong or right. I like the music with a meaning, yeah, certain type. I got rapper who's lyrical, not delirious. A nigga claim to be the best, I'm dumb, take it serious. I'm curious, just because you hit the top 5, does that put you in the running for the best rapper alive? You see a nigga on the rise, and now you just a groupie, gotta stay right by his side. But I ain't having that, I'm not a copycat. Shocking niggas ain't my style, almost never that. What kind of shit is that? It's just a waste of time. You'll be bumping through your resorts and nothing will rhyme. Dr. Seuss nigga, you like a math figure. But what happens to the lyrics when the beat is with it? Black rappers who yak, it should be a crime. I listen to them people, but they hot in every line. But I don't care who's popular, I'm doing mine. Fuck thinking the head and elevate your mind. Everybody wanna be a copycat ass nigga. Nobody wants to be original.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And if you disagree, you a hater. That song's hot.
It is to you.
Damn, you don't like
it. I just said that too.
Well, my friends agree.
That's good for you.
I guess that makes you a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater.
Cry. Well, when you need me and you'll need me, I won't be around.
right for you. Then you say I don't got time for you. You say you love all the things that I'm talking, but you walk away just way too often. So I can't stay around and watch these other guys just put you down and tear you down. Do you know how crazy you are? But that's your life, and that's your choice. But this is my song, and this is my voice. So I'ma say what I feel. Can't play the game halfway, you gotta play it for real. So what's up now? I got a superstar look with a platinum sound. And if I ever see you around town, please don't be rude, put your head down.
You say you love me, baby, but you want other guys. The kind that drive you crazy and seem to make you cry. Well, when you need me and you need me, I won't be around. And when you see me, yes, you'll see me. Please hold your head down.
Shit. Got your damn shit freezing up. Oh, fuck shit. The hell wrong with y'all. Long talk, y'all better tighten up. You wonder why a motherfucker ain't trying to go premium around this bitch. Shit, y'all got damn services wiggity wiggity whacking. Alright. That's what time it is, y'all. Time to learn the motherfucking language. Alright, let's go here. Can't be Timmins and retards up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You got to speak. Just a little something, man. You got to know when a motherfucker say a little quick something out of his motherfucking mouth. And these old punk-ass motherfuckers down here in the goddamn BP, the marathon stations and shit. You know, you come in. And just like last night, you know what I'm saying? Brother spoke to this motherfucker, Ben Curtis. You know what I'm saying? He say, Salaam alaikum. You know what I'm saying? And the motherfucker poker say, me, ma salaam salaam. I believe that's how you say it, but this is a response. But this old punk wannabe smart motherfucker gonna come out of his mouth with something totally different. And the dude was like, wait a minute, what you ain't supposed to say that. You supposed to say something else. Oh, I was just kidding. Yeah, if you don't know what that means, don't worry about it. But that yeah, punk motherfucker don't be sitting up here cursing people out, just like Spanish people who always sit up there and try to talk that blocking around you, you know what I'm saying, until you check their ass on it. You know, and then like fucking Chinese people. I don't give a shit. I'm learning all you motherfucking languages. You pop that ox block, blue block shit around me. I ain't got to know your shit fluently. I just need to know that, hey, you stepping out of line. And I catch one key motherfucking word, and then I'm catch you in your motherfucking shit. That's what I do. It's bullshit. But we ain't worried about that, because we finna get into some motherfucking learning right here. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so today's sponsor is BYKI, beforeyouknowit.com, and providing us with all these helpful hints and tips. All right, calm this down a little bit. All right, y'all want to know how, I'm going to take y'all through the basic words. The basic words, this is Arabic transliterated, meaning it's got an English writing to it. Because most of the time when you start studying languages, they have it written in the native tongue, and they just give you the English translation of it. So you can recognize it, you know what I'm saying? Once you see a word, or you see a group of little, you know, symbols and stuff like that, you'll understand what the symbols mean. So the first word, when you're trying to, you know, somebody asks you a question, like, you know, how you doing? You know, you doing all right? You know, you want to tell them yes. You say nam. Nayam. And I'm gonna have to cut this music, cause I want everybody to hear at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Y'all on say. All right, I'm boink the music real quick, and let me turn this volume, get this volume right for y'all real quick. Make sure they cut up loud. All right, and we all should be able to hear this.
Nam.
All right.
Nam.
All right. Let's see here. Make sure I got to make sure everybody can hear me. All right, well, if you can't hear me, shit, call in and let me know. 347-237-5125. Time to learn a language Tuesday. And, yeah. And don't forget, we're also going live on the video, man. Live video, you know what I'm saying, TV show. And airing January 1st, 2010 at www.livestream.com/WDGE radio, which is going to turn into WDGE TV. So stay tuned for that. January 1st, man, it's a big year coming up. Trilateral, you know what I'm saying? We got our new page. It's going to be booming for y'all to come through, check out, support. Got a new mixtape page that's going to be coming up to check out and support, you know what I'm saying? Got a new contribution widget going out, man. If you want to make a contribution to Wrecking the Game Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? You can, I got a link that you can go to. I'm going to have that in just a second. A link you can go to and make a contribution, man. And it's for any support. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to raise money because I've been doing this shit too goddamn long freely. And, you know, I just need a little compensation, a little help to further this thing on in 2010. Because 2010, you know, we want to go paid services, man. You know what I'm saying? We've been riding out on the free shit, basically on the trial basis of a lot of shit. And, you know, we see that we can utilize it. It is beneficial to us. So it's time to go ahead and take that thing to another level. And, yeah, had that coming up for you in a minute. All right. So I'm typing this in the chat room. If you happen to be on www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr, you can see these words for yourself in the chat room. Actually on board, excuse me. I had to sell the chat room, people, if you didn't know. I no longer have a chat room. I have a Starship bridge. Yeah, so everybody's chilling on the bridge. You're smoking and toking and drinking, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you know. Shouts out to Bobby Red. I asked for not smoking me out, but it's all good. Shit. Yep, that's something, bitch, in a minute. All right, first word, y'all. Is Naam. Hold on, let me. Naam. And at the top of the second A, there's two little dots. I don't know what the hell all of them. I ain't trying to come up in this bitch to teach English and grammaticals and all that. I ain't trying to get all that correct. That means you ain't learning for your motherfucking self. So you want to know what the hell I'm talking about? Go www.byki.com. Download Arabic transliterated and then go through the cards for yourself. It gives you cards. It tells you the words.
Nam.
Feel me? It's got an auto flip feature. You can slow the word down. If it was going too slow for you, I mean too fast.
No.
You can slow it down, and it'll have a percentage. It has a preview. It lets you preview it. You know what I'm saying? Then you can learn it, and then you can review it. You know what I'm saying? It takes you through all of those steps. You know what I'm saying? Just so you know, make sure you know it. All right. So the first word is
nam.
Nam. N A A M. Nam, which means yes. All this is all Arabic, people. This is all Arabic. All right. Nam. Nam. Say it back to yourself. Nam. Matter of fact, let me put that in capital words so everybody can see this shit. I don't know what the hell is wrong with my words. Nam. There you go. Nam. Like Vietnam. Yeah, Nam.
Nam.
Nam. Motherfuckers sound like, yeah, Korean people talk. It sound like they be holding their nose and shit. That's what this shit sound like. You got to hold your nose.
Nom. Nom.
Like this is an underwater language and shit. Anyways.
Le.
Let's go, y'all. We're going to learn no, which is le. L-A-A. Le. Le.
Le.
Le.
Le.
Le. Yeah, if I sound retarded and fucked up, you going too. So, hey. It's all good. Join in the madness, goddammit.
Le.
I should be doing this shit on Tiny Chat just to see how embarrassing y'all really look and to see if y'all really doing this shit.
Le.
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 Le. It sounds like it's saying lur, like L-U-R, lur. 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 But it's L-A-A, means no. No. Means no. Le means no. All right, moving on.
Shukran.
Shukran. Shukran. Now, see what I'm going to do in the chat room is a little bit different. I'm going to type the words first, and then I'll type the words. And then, well, I guess I shouldn't have did that. I guess I should have typed the goddamn words and the meanings, huh? That would have made more sense. My bad, y'all. So I'm new at this teaching thing, you know? I'm been an idiot for a long time, so yeah. There you go. La means no. Shukran. And we had to keep saying this to the little faggot ass motherfucker at the gas station. Act like a motherfucker don't know nothing and shit. All right, bitch. And they're gonna learn your whole shit in a minute, and then gonna be on your ass. Gonna be on your ass. Hold on, I got somebody. 813. If you want to beam up, man, you gotta make sure you press the 1. If not, you're going to be sitting there listening and learning. Appreciate it if you are. And let's go. Shukran is spelled S-H-U-K-R-A-N. Shukran. And it means thanks.
Shukran.
Shukran.
Shukran. Shukran.
Shukran.
Shukran.
S-H-U-K-R-A-N. Shukran.
Shukran.
It means thanks. The main, you can, this is one, like, you know, you'll use this often. Because when you go into the store and stuff, you know what I'm saying? They hand you your groceries or whatever. And you tell them, shukran. You know what I'm saying? That means thanks. Shukran. All right.
Shukran.
One more time. And then at the end of this, we're going to review all 9 words. So don't worry, y'all. If you missed a word, we will go back and be reviewing it.
Al-afwa.
This is the old, put the tongue in the back of your throat. Al-afwa. Allah Afwa. And I'm telling you, yeah. Shit's kind of crazy when you study somebody else's language, because everything looks so incorrect, you know what I'm saying, when you've been speaking this so-called language, English, Spanglish, Spinglish, whatever the fuck we speak, you know what I'm saying, for so long. Everything looks foreign. It don't matter. It's like it looks impossible to learn. But it's not. Because we all speak the same fucking language, people. Just different dialects, all right?
Al-Afu.
Al-Afu. Spelled A-L-A-A-F-W. And remember, when you're dealing with people's dialects, you have these little accent marks that are over different letters and stuff. So it's not written exactly how it sounds. And if you start writing it out, you actually get the words and your sentences wrong. If you're trying to be grammatically correct, you know what I'm saying? Because you have to include those little accent marks in the places that they need to be. It's two little dots over the A, which is I've found in the majority of most of all the words that I've been reading. So after Allah, the A, it has the little thing over top, which I think that's the stressor for Allah. You feel it? Allah, Afwa. See how the Af goes down? Allah, Afwa. Allah, Afwa, which is I beg your pardon.
Allah, Afwa.
Okay, that's the other thing. So you got a W at the end. A-L-A-F-W. So the W is actually silent. It's fu instead of fwa. It's fu. So
Allah-Afwa.
Allah-Afwa. Allah-Afwa.
Allah-Afwa.
Allah-Afwa.
Allah-Afwa.
Allah-Afwa. All right. Next time, people, you have to use this shit. Don't sit up here and be playing around with the little sayings and shit and then go on to Bin Laden's goddamn grocery and Mosto and let them continue talking that shit. Use some of these motherfucking words. It don't matter if you don't know what the hell you... Just step up to his ass and be like, Allah afwa shukran lai nam shukran. And the bitch be like, yeah, he gonna be told off. He don't know what the fuck you... You don't know what the hell you were saying, but he don't know why the hell you just said, I beg your pardon, thanks. No, yes, and thanks again. Yeah. But just for the simple fact that, goddamn it, you know something about his language, it will throw his ass off. And that is what you want. Just to throw people off.
Allah-Afwa.
Yeah. Shouts out to Pittsburgh's most losingest team. Oh, my bad, I ain't see you, Easy Rider, out there. Shout out my dog, Easy Rider, man, up in the motherfucking building. And we studying the bombers' language. Yeah, we studying Arabic. So-called bombers, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck ever, America, so-called Americans. Hold on, people. Somebody might be correcting me on my motherfucking pronunciation. If you call another correct me on my motherfucking pronunciation, I'm going to have to introduce you to somebody first.
Timmy!
There you go. Yeah, my own boy Timmy, because he don't want to hear that dumb shit. Y'all in here learning together. If not, then you need to...
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
You know what I'm saying? That good Mary Jane. That Mary Jane. All right, I got 713 and 813 on the line. Like I say, 713, if you want to be live on the Starship Smelly Pride, you want to be beamed up, you do have to go ahead and press that 1. On the communicator, and that'll hail me, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, and then I'll go ahead and beam you up on board. Yeah, because right now I'm getting something. I'm getting something. I hear something.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Is it Easy Rider? No, that ain't Easy Rider. Y'all got to be careful, man. If y'all ever know, you know what I'm saying, hear something strange. Oh, shit. Holy shit. Y'all gotta get the fuck out of here. Get the. And I mean, get the. Oh, shit. All right, give me the pistol. Pass me the pistol. Oh, shit. Motherfuck the Porg. You know the Porg?
You sound like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Sound like the Porg. All right, let me go ahead and hard beam motherfuckers up in here, man. There we go. Shit, that didn't work. Timmy been playing around with the controls again. Timmy! Get your little ass over here, boy. Alright, y'all, sorry. I don't beat retarded kids that often. I'll make an exception for his ass. Timmy! Get your ass over here, boy. Hit some of this motherfucking weed. That's what you need to do. Slow your big head ass down. Hold on, y'all. I gotta smoke this motherfucker out. Okay?
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
Yeah, that's the effects of weed to retarded people. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah! Makes y'all smoke them out today. 813, you in the building. What's happening? Welcome to the Starship Smelly Pride. I need to give you a motherfucking round of applause or something. See who up in this motherfucker. Let's see who up in this motherfucker. Oh, well, Willkommen. Oh, that's German. My bad. Got the motherfucking city up in this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? Afwan.
Who is Afwan?
Who is Afwan? A-A-F-W-A-N. Afwan. Meaning, you're welcome.
Afwan.
You're welcome.
Today is Tuesday's time to learn a language off. Y'all didn't know what y'all came into. Each and every Tuesday, we learn a different language right here on the Starship Smelly Prize.
Okay,
last
my name
week,
is Uthman Abdul Salam.
Uthman?
Uthman Abdul Salam.
Yeah, they do got them old fucked up long-ass names. They got like six names and shit for your first name. Like, my name is Abdul Aziz Hahu Shmil Abil Johnson the Third Thomas.
Uthman Abdul Salam.
Damn. Yeah. So what's up, Deuce? You got motherfucker Deuce up in the building, man. You already know, man. And I guess that was an Arabic breakdown of Deuce.
Nah, hey. That used to be my Muslim name.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, they give you a name and shit. What?
Yeah,
might have to go get me a Muslim name. Let me get me a Muslim name and shit, you know. I don't know what I figured out. My name is Arbo Redondo.
Well, Salam means peace.
Yeah, faggot ass motherfucker at the damn gas station. When you say Salam, what's the response to it?
Alaikum Asalam.
Yeah, when you say Salam, Asalam means, you know, hello, how are you, right?
Yeah, well, I think you said it wrong, though.
Okay, how is it?
Peace be unto you, something like that. I know wa alaikum assalam is what you say after they say something that they say. I forgot what they say.
Right, so it's wa
alaikum assalam. They'll say something. I forgot how it goes. But they'll say something, and then that's what you say. Wa alaikum assalam. You don't come off at them saying wa alaikum assalam.
Sabah al khair.
There you go.
Ma salama.
Ma salama.
Yeah, it's to say goodbye.
Marhaban.
Mahaban.
Kayfa haluka? Kayfa haluki? Bikhair, shukran.
Bihal, shukran.
Sayyida, ismi. Yus'aduni liqa'uk. Ismahu li an uqaddima lakum as-sayyid.
See all that shit there just to say this is Mr. God damn. I mean, people's languages just be so way the fuck, like, beyond our English.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Our one word, no, and shit.
Yeah,
they got
they say,
four words.
Yeah, but they say the English language is the hardest in the world to comprehend and to learn. The English language is the hardest in the world.
Yeah, because we got shortened versions of everybody's shit.
Yeah, you can say that. Some of them are longer.
Yeah,
some
Spanish people.
Some countries,
you know what I'm saying?
Some countries they say glow. Like the Mexicans, they say glow. But that means water.
They say glue?
They just say glow. They say glow.
Glow.
Glow is water in Haitian.
Glow.
So, you know. What? Yeah. So some words are longer. They say American language is the hardest in the world to learn. All the other languages are easy.
Well, I mean, because all the other languages are true languages. I mean, shit, you trying to learn the goddamn fucking made-up shit that we took from this language, that language, this language, that language, and then you got a whole broken-down mess, which is English.
That's what the Tower of Babel, when it got destroyed, that's what happened. That's what turned people to where they at and going and live their own lives with their own language and their own cultures. You know about the Tower of Babel.
The Tower of Babel.
Of Babel, yeah. They was building the Tower of Babel. They was all in one language. But God destroyed it. The tower, God destroyed it. God made them speak all different languages. So they all had to get with the people that spoke their language. Yeah. So that's why I guess that's how we end up in all different kind of countries and stuff, learning other people's language. Now, this is not our language, but this is our
language. Our language is Afrikaans. Our native tongue is Afrikaans. Our language dates back to. Even that ain't even, that's just a name for, you know, different dialects that make up the Afrikaans language.
Well, African is John Africa. They just named Africa after a white dude named John Africa. You know, so they named it Africa. I don't know what really the name of that continent was, but they named the continent after John Africa. So that's where this African shit come from. I would figure that's probably why they got different African Americans and Afro Americans.
Right. You
know? So they just named that after.
Damn.
We all
get all kinds of shit I ain't never heard right here on the goddamn Starship Smelly Pride. It's truth, people. As a matter of fact, fuck that. Don't believe nothing that we saying goddamn right now. Get your ass on this vast goddamn website of everything you fucking want to read and look the shit up. I'm looking at the Tower of Babel right now. It's on Wikipedia. According to the Book of Genesis, was an enormous tower built at the city of Babylon, a cosmopolitan city typified by a confusion of languages, also called the Tower of Babel, B-A-B-E-L. And if you see this shit that is actually built, it looked like a big ass mountain of bullshit.
They're trying to build something to go to heaven. They said they can get to heaven. They can reach heaven, you know. And God wasn't going to let it happen.
Man, they still trying to do that shit now. That's why they trying to get on the moon and shit, thinking they closer to heaven and shit.
You know.
Crazy motherfuckers, man.
Symbolically, they doing it right now. Symbolically, they always going to be doing it because it's.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why these bitches trying to blast off. That's why you go to. You go to goddamn Las Vegas and look at the fucking blackest, the biggest pyramid in there. Why the hell they got this fucking white beam, big-ass light beam shooting to the motherfucking skies?
No, I ain't talking about that. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying symbolically to what they was doing, they still doing. To what they was doing, people right now, they're still doing it now. But we as people, as a network, can get with each other as our own little thing and doing what we do and make some money. We can do this. We and everybody else is nothing, but we can always still get together and make some money. So they got together and built a tower. But you got other people right now, they get together and they make some money. You know, so and then they own everything. They own everything. They got all the land, all the big buildings, all that shit. They got money. You know, so they still doing it really symbolically right now. It's just that you got some people that don't see that. You don't see that powers in numbers. That's all it is. And that's what they were showing back then. Powers in numbers. And powers are still in numbers right now.
Now that's what we need to get. Get our goddamn numbers up. Because about now. Goddamn, listen here, Easy. All all that shit you saying, I see it. And I'm laughing to myself. But I can't confuse my motherfucking listeners with that shit that you sitting up here putting in the goddamn chat room. So that is strictly for motherfuckers who was on blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr, and you will hear Easy Rider's translation of what the fuck I just put into the chat room. But I'm not reading that shit. No. Yeah. All right. So y'all wanna check that out, y'all go and log on, goddamn it, and then I got another translator in the room for y'all. He's translating in Pennsylvania way. Yeah. But, okay. Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, this is Deuce, people. I hope y'all know what this is. You know what I'm saying? This is an 813 representative. You know what I'm saying? And I know y'all wonder how the hell he know all this shit. Because sometimes you put into a motherfucking situation where you shit. Actually, it's a blessing in disguise. Because ignorant motherfuckers out here on the streets act like we don't have the time to take out to get ourselves into these motherfucking books. You know what I'm saying? We make the world so fucking busy, like we just a car driving around 24/7 when half of us don't even own vehicles.
Yeah.
So how you getting anywhere quickly? You know, every time you say you busy, look how busy you really are. You ain't busy at all. You got plenty of time, really. You got all the fucking time in the world to do what the hell you want to do. We make ourselves.
An old woman told me she was a school teacher. She died last year. She said only an ignorant person. She said smart people. She said intelligent people don't get bored. You always find something to do.
Something to do.
Intelligent people never get bored.
Hey, that's real. And if you ain't seen this whole fucking world, I don't see how the hell you can get bored.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I really don't see how people say that their life is a living hell right now. Because bitches in Hawaii ain't saying that. Bitches in Jamaica smoking weed on the goddamn beach right now, half naked, ain't saying that shit right now. Now, when they probably come back home to their home state, then that's when they let all that shit, you know what I'm saying, crash back down on them. That ought to tell you something. Stay the fuck out the box. Don't even come back into the box. I mean, if that's what's bringing you peace, why the hell are you going to bring yourself back to unrest?
Yeah.
People scared. People believe in this so-called American life and living and shit. Like, it's the number one top thing that's going on. But I'm telling you, people, it's countries out there that's shitting and pissing on America. I mean, y'all just get everybody just lazy around this motherfucker because a lot of shit is given to them. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of shit in these other countries, it's given. It's already there. You don't even have to apply. You don't even have to go seek it. It's there. It's already in place. And that's what's making these people's lives, you know what I'm saying, run smooth. The shit we got here, we got to go sign up for, you know what I'm saying, fuck somebody up to get it, or you know, stand in line 1,800 hours. Or wait 1,800 weeks to get this shit. And in the end, if you would have spent that same amount of time going to get this shit your motherfucking self, you wouldn't even want this shit. Like waiting on an 8-week rebate to get $5 back. And if you sat at the house for 8 weeks waiting on five motherfucking dollars, how much money you have made every single day just going out the house asking for a buck waiting on that one $5? This is mentality. It's mentality. This is non-understanding, and it starts with the language barrier. Because we all still have a language barrier. We still are in the Tower of Babel. Motherfuckers do not want to get the understanding of other people, which that's the whole key to learning. You know what I'm saying? And learning life. How can you be bored when you can't even understand what this other motherfucker's saying? That should be interesting enough just trying to learn. This is interesting enough just trying to learn fucking Naam Lur. Fucking Shukran. You know what I'm saying? Because this is shit that you don't speak. You know what I'm saying? You hear it, though. You hear that shit every time you go into the BP station. Every time you go into the marathon. Every time you go into one of these little fucking, you know what I'm saying, little mom and pop stores. But you got Bin Laden third cousin in the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, doing the Ox Block, Blue Block shit. So why get mad when you got the resources to get educated? Get educated. Stop pissing yourself off. Oh, you motherfuckers always speaking that bullshit. And ain't what? Hell no. Nah. You better tighten your ass up and learn something. And that's the whole key to it right about now. Let me take one last caller, man. I'm going to get into a little bit more music. We're going to come back and do a little review on the words. And if you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, today is time to learn a language Tuesday. We are studying Arabic transliterated. And we'll be, it's just basic, you know, some basic little greetings and stuff. And then after the news, we're going to get back into the second half where we're actually going to get into the good mornings, good afternoons, and all that other good shit. Let me go ahead and bring 412 on the line. Let's see if that worked. 412.
Hello.
You're live on the Starship Smelly Prize.
Yes, hello. Is this the Starship Smelly Prize?
Let me do a damn vocal. Let me do a probe real quick, man. See what
hello.
Is there. Y'all excuse me, people. I have to do a...
This is Abdullah from the BP.
Do a little something.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Okay, go get the catheter. Timmy, go get the catheter.
Timmy!
Gotta do a fucking Vulcan mind probe up his ass. Yeah, that's how you do it.
The Vulcan mind probe?
Yeah. What's happening? We got motherfucking Easy Rider up in the building. He coming to give y'all his personal translations live.
Well, I got a little problem with this. I'm trying to still figure out what the topic is today with the show.
Time to learn a language Tuesday. Every Tuesday, I'm teaching a new language.
Okay, we spoke Polish last week. That's right. That's
So then this week, you know what I'm saying, Arabic.
Arabic.
Next week, we learning something else.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I really like these educational channels on Blog Talk Radio. It beats listening to all these musical channels and these people that think they're DJs and stuff. You know what I mean,
Kelly? Yeah. You got to break up that. I didn't want to get, you know what I'm saying? That's how I kind of started out. But, I mean, just through the power of learning, man, you just have to understand your power of what you really have and can really bring to the world. Like I told Miss Computer Lady when I did the Willie Lynch letter reading, I was actually finna do, you know what I'm saying, another S.O. Sucker Swallow Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? I was just finna do an ignorant show, you know, because I know ignorance motherfucking attracts everybody.
That's right.
But look how many people are on this show, and this shit's been advertised every single day. I have this set up for the rest of the month, so everybody knows every Tuesday is time to learn language.
Well, you see, as soon as you say the word learn, that's when they run.
Now, you feel me?
If you put on there to give you swear words, they would be people here.
Yeah. Come learn some foreign swear words.
Exactly.
And then people be here. Well, hey, brother, I'm not here for that. I'm only here for the people that here for me.
That's right.
And that's interested in what I'm doing. And everybody ain't going to be interested. I don't give a shit. I'm not trying to cater to the world. I'm trying to reach one person who wants to learn one motherfucking language. And then from there, you know what I'm saying, we'll get interested to learn more and more shit.
That's right. I agree with you, Smelly.
That's it, bro. You know, but you can go ahead and read your translations.
No, that's all right. You got to be there to understand it. You can't.
That's strictly for the chat room,
right,
people.
Right. Yeah, you got to be able to sit room. There and you got to be able to look at it and pronounce them out.
And understand them. So.
Right. If you want to be there, you got to tune into the Starship Smelly Prize Show on Blog Talk Radio. Or be square.
It'll be a fucking circle. Oh, I'm telling you. Be a fucking circle, man.
I'm telling you.
But, yeah, the learning is very key, man. I mean, this is just because I had to do
fundamental.
It. I had to do the language thing, though, because I study on my own. You know what I'm saying? I study little languages and shit. But the thing of it is that I keep seeing my neighborhood about to burn these people's stores down because these motherfuckers is very Arab. And I asked this dude, because I went around to three different motherfucking Arabs, and I asked them, what language was you speaking? I didn't know they was Arab at first. Feel me? I mean, y'all motherfuckers come from all these different countries, Africa, Ethiopia, you can be from any motherfucking well. Sudan, India, any goddamn well. And there ain't no color barrier to it, because all y'all motherfuckers look the same to me.
Black people look similar.
All white folks look similar.
Right.
All Indians look similar. All Mexicans look similar.
Right.
Spanish people look. We all look not the alike, but we look similar.
I have noticed one thing. I'll tell you what I've noticed. People are from India. They get the worst rap. Because if you talk to somebody from Pakistan or somewhere, or Afghanistan, they'll say, the Indian people, they're a little darker. They're always saying the black people are darker.
What the fuck are you talking about? What you speak, though? In the end, what do you all speak?
Right.
You feel me? That's what I'm trying to learn. Fuck the colors and all that. What do you speak? I went to three different ones, and they were talking, and they gave me the runaround. They gave me we speak English bullshit. I said, I don't even speak English. So how the fuck do you speak English when I don't even speak English? And I've been here 31 years.
They speak a mixed language, I think. I think that they speak.
Yeah, it's not English, though. It's not English. We don't even
speak
Indian, English, man.
From India. They speak India. I guess that's. There's a Hindu. They speak Hindu.
Yeah. So what? You see, and that's what I'm just saying. What dialect is that like? You know what I'm saying? Like when I go to BYKI.com, you know what I'm saying? What am I looking for? Is that Arabic, or is it an actual language that says Hindu? You see what I'm saying? Or is that a dialect of Arabic? That's the whole thing when it comes to this language shit. It's so much break off of the language that makes up that language. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's so many different countries. They're like all mixed. Like they're getting all mixed up there. So like the language is all mixed up with it.
Hmm.
I think that they're trying to convert people. Over. I think they're trying to convert over to English.
Tower of Babel, people. That's what the fucking English language is.
Apple Babel.
We don't sit up here and you know, I can talk, I can say English, my version of English, and you won't understand what the fuck I'm talking about.
That's right.
It's English. You just won't understand what the fuck I'm talking about. I mean, you didn't grow up in my neighborhood, so you ain't gonna recognize when I say collard greens, what the hell collard greens is.
Yep.
When I tell you hot sauce, what was your first thing about hot sauce?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Harmony
but all it is, everybody thinking food, and I'm talking about smoking weed and lighting up some marijuana. Nobody would have even thought about that, though, until I played my little hot sauce and collard green song, and then you hear the definition of it. But it's English, but we just all speak a different little tongue of it, a slang of it. Same thing, it's just a different slang. You know, Anyways, people, this is my fucking Easy Rider on the line with your boy. You know what I'm saying? Smells
I'm
going to
hang
good.
Here on the side. So go on with
all
your
right.
show.
All right, brother. I'm going to get into one quick song, and then we're gonna come back and get into some more language learning. This is my homeboy Deuce, man. He represents for all my thugs out there. I was going to play some old crunk shit. Fuck that. Play some old real shit. You know what I'm saying? For all my real niggas out there. If you've been locked down, man, anybody, I don't give a fuck. You've been a goddamn in the ranch at the boys' home and shit. You can identify with this motherfucking song. If you've been locked down and you're going to miss somebody, you know what I'm saying, you can identify with this song. If you miss a motherfucking birthday, you can identify with this song. But if you realize that through all of that you didn't miss shit and that's just the way life goes, well, then this song is for you.
Game ain't based on sympathy.
Cause this is Deuce.
It is what it is. So I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man. When I was in the pen, I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man. When I was in the pen. Damn, I can't believe that I'm going through this. 105 soaking wet, nigga, my first bid. I ran the streets, I had to eat when nothing easy about it. Kicked out of my uncle's house when I was 17. I was lost in this world, it wasn't a fucking joke. Did nobody give a shit? Did nobody give me shit? Y'all wouldn't care if you find me somewhere fucking slain, bitch. So I sold crack, in and out, I'm getting it back. 75 to 95, I made it look easy. Cause I never let you niggas know when I'm fucking creeping. Peeping game, huh? I see y'all niggas participating. Y'all ain't hating, y'all just some niggas that's out here trying to make it. Make mistakes when you fucking with Deuce the Great. Ain't shit equal when these crackers, they don't wanna see ya. I keep a 4-5 hot like a fucking fever. I come harder like a shot out and I'm a dying Florida. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man. When I was in the pen, I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man. When I was in the pen. Look, God, I understand how we be kicking it. Niggas be talking shit and they really want us to give it up. I ain't ass kissing niggas, this for the love of us. All the preachers pimping, God, and I can feel you heard. Fuck a church, reverend, unless it got a smoking session. You ain't teach my grandma shit in your Sunday lesson. I was second guessing, that's why I stayed in smoking sessions. Tell me
why my grandma died when I was in the pen. Tell me why my mama died when I was in the pen. Tell me why my cousin put that pistol in her mouth. Hurt my heart when my cousin blew her fucking brains out. Say that shit, Pastor, we all trying to make it happen. I say a prayer for him, God, send his ass to hell. Manipulating your people, send his ass to hell. I know you wonder how I say what I say, because I got my own faith, and my mama died with AIDS, nigga. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man, I lost my grandma, man, I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man, I lost my grandma, man, I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. When I was locked up, nigga, you ain't see a damn thing. All I wanted was a letter that said you feel my pain. All I got was counterfeit lies and some fucking dreams. Real niggas, I know you out there, can you feel me? This nigga ain't real, dawg. This nigga ain't real, dawg. 9 times out of 10, my nigga in the pen, your ass will be washing drawers. I ain't holding my nuts, my nigga. It take a real man to walk on my shoes. 34-00-88, so nigga, take a real man to walk on my boots. Fuck, nigga, I pay my dues. Do you know what it feel like to be locked in a two-man room in a fist fight? I'ma show you what's real like. Yeah, I'll beat a motherfucker till his ass can't see sight. Got 20 years, gave him 10 bite. Got 20 years, gave him 10 bite, my nigga. I got tired of all that bullshit, my nigga. Nigga telling me this, telling me that. You know who I'm talking to, my nigga. Keep it real, my nigga. Know what I'm saying? And now I'm supposed to have sympathy for your feelings, nigga. I ain't like that, my nigga. I can't motherfucking cry, dawg. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. Game ain't based on sympathy. I know that firsthand. Believe that.
Deuce, that's right there, man, representing my nigga Deuce, man, from the city, y'all. Y'all already know, man, we're representing 813, real heavy up in here, man, doing it real big. All the way worldwide, though, man, because I don't represent just for the motherfucking 813. I represent for the world that represents for me. And that's some real nigga shit. So let's go ahead and get into what we finna get into. And about to get into some nutty news, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's go. Nothing news today is provided you in part by nothingnewstoday.com. Remember, don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for yourself. It's business time. Y'all already know it's business time, people. It's time to go ahead and get into the motherfucking Nutty News of the Day. Sponsored to your part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your nutty, crazy, off the motherfucking wall news and more. You need to go to www.NuttyNewsToday.com and check them out, man. One reason being, it's because we're in Louisa, Virginia. Yeah, we're in Louisa, Virginia, y'all, where a man kills his wife over Christmas lights dispute. Mm-hmm. A Louisa County man who pleaded guilty to killing his wife after an argument over Christmas lights, has been sentenced to life in prison. Louisa Circuit Court Judge Timothy K. Sonner sentenced Forrest M. Smithers Jr. on Monday to life plus 3 years for first-degree murder and felonious use of a firearm, and 5 years for possession of a firearm by a felon. Forrest Smithers told investigators that he wanted to take down their Christmas lights, but that his wife had opposed the idea. Stupid ass motherfucker. He looked like he already got his ass whooped and all that kind of shit. He got stitches all on his head. He's fucking nutball. Alright, y'all. Guess what happened in China? Cops drinking death. Yeah, was in the line of duty. Right, only in China, people. A police officer in China has been declared a revolutionary hero after drinking himself to death at an official dinner. Yeah, Chan Lusheng, 38, a traffic policeman in the southern city of Shenzhen, died in the line of duty following the epic drinking bout at a dinner with officials. Mr. Chen was awarded the designation of martyr after his family complained that consumption offered over his death was inadequate, it said. Yeah, the policeman had become notorious for his drinking ability and became a target of the host, who, one by one, asked for the officer to gone by. G-A-N space B-E-I. The paper said, gone by is Chinese for cheers and literally means drain the glass. And yeah, after vomiting, Mr. Chen was taken to rest on a nearby sofa, where he was soon found breathless and with a purple face. He later died in the hospital of suffocation. Yeah. People, binge drinking is not healthy. It is not cool at all. Yeah. Keeps getting nuttier, though. Keeps getting nuttier. We're in St. John, New Brunswick. Yeah, where a dead man was donated to the thrift store, people. Staff at a thrift store in St. John, New Brunswick were startled to discover an urn with cremated human remains inside a donated filing cabinet. The find was made Saturday by Lisa Dube, who was sorting donations at a Value Village outlet, the Canadian Broadcasting Corp reported Tuesday. She said there was a crematorium sticker on the outside of the urn, and once it was opened, there was no doubt about its contents. Oh, you done sucked in somebody's old leftovers. It don't get any weirder than that, people. Or does it? Because we're moving on. Let me go ahead and cue up some more funky music. Shouts out to Norman Brown, man, for hitting me up with these beats. And, you know, this funky tune that y'all hear in the background is Norman Brown. Make sure y'all go out and pick his album up in the stores or, you know, Amazon, iTunes, anything like that. Support the artist, you know. He's holding down for me. We're in Atlanta, Georgia, y'all. And this is why. 800,000 doses of Kiss's swine flu vaccine are recalled. Yeah, in Atlanta, Georgia, in a predominantly predominantly black area. Health officials are recalling hundreds of thousands of doses of swine flu vaccine after tests indicated they may not be potent enough to protect against the virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention notified doctors about the recall Tuesday. The recall involves about 800,000 doses made by Sanofi Pasteur. The doses are pre-filled syringes intended for young children ages 6 months to almost 3 years. Health officials say it's not clear how many doses have already been given, but they don't think children need to be revaccinated. Man, please, if you stupid motherfuckers is taking your goddamn kids,
If you stupid motherfuckers is getting that shit and shot into y'all dumb asses, you get whatever the fuck you deserve. I don't know where in the hell motherfuckers get off creating some fuck shit that has never been in their motherfucking existence. You think back to the goddamn 80s, early 90s. The fucking flu shit only came about in the last fucking 5 years. Shit. 10 years. This shit has just been man-made up. And you motherfuckers is going out here shooting all kind of shit up into your motherfucking body, talking about to protect against this, protect against that. Protect against what? Alright. Keep stupid motherfuckers, keep going. I don't give a fuck. You're a stupid motherfucker if you go out there getting a goddamn flu shot. Nobody in my family got that shit. Ain't nobody getting that old fuck shit. And he gonna sit up here talking about kids 6 months to goddamn 3 years old. So he trying to kill the kids' immune system young and shit so they won't be able to fight off nothing when they get older. Y'all, man, y'all better wake the fuck up, people. Just a few days after the engineering team behind the Chevrolet Volt triumphantly rolled out the production version of its much-anticipated car for journalists to test, the folks in marketing followed it up with folk music, breakdancing, and what looks like a few rejects from a 1986 high school production of The Pirates of Penzance. When asked about it during a web chat with journalists on Monday, General Motors' newly minted head of marketing, Suzanne Doherty, said she hadn't yet seen the Chevrolet Bolt song and dance, but it sounds like I need to spend some time tonight on the web viewing this. Yeah. With the picture I'm looking at, yeah, you all wasted some good change on that one. Only in Jacksonville, y'all. We're going to Jacksonville. Hold on, I got to cue up my porn music, y'all, for this one. Yeah, we're going to get dirty on this one, y'all. We about to get dirty. Y'all know what I'm saying? If you don't know what I'm saying, then you need to understand what I'm saying. We about to get dirty. All right, let me cue this porn music. Never Does Dallas Porn. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We in Jacksonville, Florida, y'all. Guess what, man? A motherfucker was found dead. No, that ain't surprising. And a sandwich shop vent. Yeah. Police and firefighters are at Shane's Sandwich Shop, where an employee opening the store this morning saw a pair of feet dangling from an air vent. Detectives told Channel 4 it appeared that the man found dead in the ceiling was trying to break into the building in the 400 block of Bush Drive and got stuck. Firefighters were assisting homicide detectives in processing the scene and getting the victim out of the vent. How the fuck do you break into a sandwich shop? Would you break it in to steal mayonnaise, mustard, and some ketchup packets? You know, that motherfucker break it in to goddamn make him a sandwich and shit. What the fuck? Alright, people. Only in Florida do we do stupid shit like that. Damn. But let's go to Texas. I hope y'all got y'all shoes ready for this year's coming up. This year's shoe throwing fest, where we're going to be standing in front of Bush's house. We're throwing shoes, people. If you haven't got your shoes, please let me know. I will definitely do what I can to get you some shoes for throwing. The vet buried before his family is notified. Yeah. Only in Houston, Texas, people, where Ray Emmons had a good life, surviving a serious war wound and the nightmare of a German prisoner of war camp. The former movie projectionist never married or had children, but he made friends easily and was liked by most who knew him. But his recent death at the age of 84 was another matter. With no family members present, Emmons passed away alone on November 20th after a series of heart attacks. His nephew, John Emmons, who was close to him for many years and kept close contact with him as his health declined, never even knew he was in the hospital.
on Sunday, more than a week after John reported his uncle missing, he learned that his uncle had died at the Michael E. DeBakey VA Medical Center and was already buried. Damn. That's some shit. Some shit to shit. But hey, at least he got a proper burial. I mean, damn, like you found a motherfucker and he's still laying up in the hospital dead after a week. And that's happened before, people. That's happened before. A fetus found in gift box. Okay, under Christmas tree. Okay, I don't even want to read that one, but I have to, people. Cause this is nutty news. San Juan, Texas. A South Texas couple put an aborted 7-month-old fetus in a gift box under a Christmas tree after they were unable to flush the remains down a toilet, authorities alleged Monday. Ruby Lee Medina, 31, and Javier Gonzalez, 37, of Mission, have been charged with abuse of a corpse and tampering with evidence. Bond was set Monday at $20,000 each. San Juan Police Chief Juan Gonzalez. Damn, what the fuck? You related to this motherfucker? All right. Said police found the fetus inside the woman's trailer home Thursday after getting an anonymous tip. Damn. Boy, that is some motherfucking sick-ass shit. And it's around the damn holidays, which makes it even more fucked up that you would take a fucking child's life and artificially abort this motherfucker and then wrap him up in a gift. Oh, that's too traumatic for the fucking family if somebody discovered that shit. All right, y'all. Shouts out to little Lola, where a century-old butter has been found in Antarctica. Right. Christchurch, New Zealand. Right, all right. A restoration team said they discovered 2 blocks of well-preserved New Zealand butter dating back nearly 100 years in an Antarctic hut. The Antarctic Heritage Trust team said the butter was found frozen in an area near the hut, which belonged to British explorer Robert Falcon Scott in the early 20th century. The news reported Monday, what's amazing is how strong that smells. Nearly 100 years, very, very strong, possibly a bit too strong, said Lizzie Meek of the New Zealand Antarctic Heritage Trust. Well, yeah, people, it's frozen molded butter. I mean, what do you think the fucking shit's going to do? It's gonna sit there and freeze and mold like Limburger cheese. I mean, basically. Alright, I guess people don't think that shit is gonna happen. Like, it's just supposed to be preserved and smelling fresh or something. Alright. Anyways, people, let's go to Inconvenient Truth for Gore. Even though he sucks. Gore, speaking at the Copenhagen Climate Change Summit, stated the latest research showed that the Arctic could be completely ice-free in 5 years. In his speech, Gore told the conference, these figures are fresh. Some of the models suggest to Dr. Wiesław Malzlowski that there is a 75% chance that the entire North Pole ice cap during the summer months could be completely ice-free within 5 to 7 years. However, the climatologist whose work Gore was relying upon dropped the former vice president in the water with an icy blast. It's unclear to me how this figure was arrived at, Dr. Malowski said. I would never try to estimate likelihood at anything as exact as this. Yes. Motherfuckers always just trying to motherfucking say some old, you know, and want to be educated shit. You know? All right. Let's go, people, to University of Derby. Yeah, new camera helps track down hidden tattoos. Huh. A new infrared camera could help solve crimes by detecting hidden tattoos, researchers believe. Forensic scientists and detectives already look at tattoos as a way of identifying suspects or finding leads in investigations, but they can easily be changed or removed. A traditional color camera only picks up what is on the surface of the skin. But now scientists at the University of Derby say an infrared digital camera could help determine if a tattoo is original or if it is a second tattoo covering up an old one. By using the gadget, researchers were able to see if there were hidden layers or changes to the original tattoo deeper in the skin. Now, that's some technologically savvy type shit. I can probably get down on that. You know what I'm saying? Infrared looking through a chick's clothes. That's what I'm talking about. Girl, I was just trying to see if you had some tattoos. You know what I'm saying? If you had some tattoos hidden under that pussy tattoo. Yeah. Anyways, people, well, last but not least, and yeah, this is some, you know, if the parent didn't go and catch a charge over this one, I don't know what the fuck he was doing. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, y'all. Yeah, good old Milwaukee. And teacher cuts off girls' braids in front of class. Yeah. A Milwaukee teacher is charged with disorderly conduct after punishing a first grader by cutting her hair. Lamia Kamen is angry, confused, and scared by the incident last week in which the apparently frustrated teacher cut one of her braids off after she wouldn't stop playing with them in class. She told me to stop playing with it, then cut it off and sent me back to my desk. Come on, said. I went to my desk and cried, and they was laughing. Cameron said she threw it away, and she said, now what you gonna go home and say to your mama? And I said that you cut off my hair. Come on, said. And I got to read a little bit more into this because I want to know if the parent whooped her motherfucking ass. Because, yeah, you would have got your ass whooped. I would have been at school kicking somebody's motherfucking ass. You damn right. Yeah, what kind of shit is that? Hold on, y'all. I got to click in and try to read a little bit more. Come on, man. Let's get right. What the hell going on? There we go. And this is from WISN.com. I guess that's Wisconsin's news, Channel 12 news or something. Police issued teacher a $175 ticket for disorderly conduct. Let's see. Cameron, who is 7 years old, sports a few dozen braids, but one is conspicuously absent. Yeah. Cameron's first grade. Cut off one and tell me how you play with your hair. Show me what that means. 12 News reporter Nick Boyer said to Cameron, I wasn't playing with it that loud. She said that a teacher called to the front of the room and cut it in front of the whole class. What did you do? I went to my desk and cried, and they was laughing. Cameron's mother is furious. She went to the school and confronted the teacher. I don't know why you ain't whoop her motherfucking ass. And I said, well, you know, you cut a lot of her hair off. And she was like, well, I do apologize, but I was frustrated. Cameron's mother, Helen Cunningham, said, man, please, y'all ain't no motherfucking way. Her ass would have been whooped in class, in front of the class. You got me fucked up. Milwaukee Public Schools District said it's going through the disciplinary process with the teacher who remains in class, although Cameron has been moved to a different classroom by the principal. The main thing is, from the heart of the principal and me speaking for the district, we're very sorry that this happened. Cameron's mother said she appreciated the apology, but said that the district should seriously question whether the teachers keep her job. I mean, who would want, exactly. Why would we want someone like that teaching our kids? We trust our kids once they go to school to be safe. And then this bitch just gets frustrated and then she go off and cut the motherfucker's hair? Man, please. Ain't no motherfucking excuse. 12 News called the teacher Friday night and went to her home for comment, but someone came to the door and said she did not want to talk. I would have came to her motherfucking door and punched in her goddamn shit if I was the mother. You know, you don't go around cutting off nobody's fucking locks. That is not your responsibility. What kind of bullshit is that? Anyways, all right, people. Let's get back into goddamn something else. Some fucking learning over here. Crazy shit, man. That's the Nutty News for the day. Sponsoring you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com. And all of which, remember, people, don't believe nothing the fuck I tell you. Go and read that bullshit for yourself. Yeah. Coming right back, man. This is how we do it. Got motherfucking Straight Low Records up in this B.I.H. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down. And, let's see. Talk about Tower of Babel. And now we reviewing. All right. Oh, let me see. Might be just listening. Hold on. Let me walk over here real quick, people. Y'all, hold on. I gotta walk over here real quick. Do 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 do. Hey, brother, are you just listening?
I didn't press one, but fuck it. I mean, shit, you beam me aboard. I mean, I kind of deny a beam and get stuck halfway into the fucking universe, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, you know, that pressing one, you know what I'm saying? I throw that shit on out the window.
I was about to create a show since I got nothing to do. Okay. Hello?
Yeah, you know, I had to throw that shit out the window, you know what I'm saying? You come on the ship, man, yo, it was shit automatically beamed up. Sorry, brother. You know. But what's up, man? What you mean you ain't got shit to do today?
Well, I mean, we took our tracks to get it, like, mastered at our friend's house, so we're just waiting for him to master it, and then boom, we're just going to throw. I'm gonna shoot you a 50 of them, and, you know, you sell them, you do what you got to do, but get them out there, you know what I mean?
What's up with the, oh, what the hell is this about to ask? Oh, I fucking forgot now. I guess I'm including Bruce Ruth in all this. Is how, you know what I'm saying? How is shit tightening up? Because, I mean, once this shit gets mastered, it's really, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
time to
I
really
mean,
do
this is just the album to get the record company out there.
No, not individual projects.
No, no, no. And then after that, then we're going to do individual. I already got like two CDs almost done. We're going to shoot one for the summertime and then one for the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Let's Go. That's what I meant to say. Send me that over. Send me that Let's Go.
Let's Go? Okay, I'll send you that one.
Yeah, we're jamming that on a video on the live stream, y'all. Y'all check out livestream.com/WDGE radio, man. Y'all can see Handling Biz, got Let's Go, got Red Shades up on that motherfucker, man. Got some Beezy up in that bitch. We got some Big Cheese. Did you see Big Cheese give me that bacon?
Nah.
Big
Cheese. Yeah.
Nah, man. It's just a nigga called that Big Cheese. He did the parody to give me that Becky.
Yeah.
Well, he's got it. Give me that bacon. Oh, man. Hold on, man. I thought I uploaded that shit. Damn, I thought I uploaded that shit. Hold on, man. If I didn't upload, I'm going to have to upload. Yeah, all right. We're going to hear it before this goddamn show out. I got to go upload this Big Cheese. Because this shit is, he's just fucking hilarious. I'll say hell to the nah. But anyway, shukran, my brother. Shukran for calling into the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I was just paying. I'm about to go to the store. I mean, I got to get me some blunts, if you know what I mean.
Shukran.
Yeah, for letting me know that. I ain't got no motherfucking weed,
hey,
man.
Hey, law. Law blunts.
No blunts. See? Nom. Nom.
We mixing, motherfucker.
Yeah, we in the Babel and shit. We in the goddamn Tower of Babel. We mixing shit up.
Oh, my God.
Fuck it. This is era Spanglish, y'all. We speaking era Spanglish.
Oh, yeah. Man. Well, all right, man. Well, no, I mean, how do your bid? I'm just here chilling. Listen.
All right. Well, I'm just studying now. I mean, I'm getting back into the language. You going to study these Latin languages?
Afuan.
Which is you're welcome. And if you go into the chat room, man, you see all that old crazy shit. Goddamn motherfucking Easy Rider put up in there. His crazy ass. You already know. If it's in there, it ain't politically correct. Something with Easy Rider. But it's in there. So.
Okay.
I ain't gonna repeat it.
Shout out
to
Ben 66. I'm not even in the chat room, so I don't know what did he say.
Oh no, he ain't. He ain't in there right now though. He done pill. He was in there earlier. You know how he leave all his little funny sayings and shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so you know he got a few funny sayings up in that motherfucker. But I ain't finna go there. Matter of fact, what I am gonna do is so I can upload this song. This is for all you motherfuckers out there, man, that's, let me see, I got this shit loaded. Yeah, that seemed to get a little carried away, during, you know what I'm saying, during the holidays, and then get behind the wheel and get your fucking Dewey. All right, so act a fool is finna tell you motherfuckers what the hell a Dewey is. Right here live. Don't drink and drive. Starts to smell it, prize bitches. For real.
Your friend when she said let me drive. Now you're in
looking real mad.
Somebody should have cut you off.
This is what they should have had.
In the city of America.
Real. Don't forget this Friday, man. We got feature ending Friday. Ashwood. Motherfucking nigga Ashwood coming live on the motherfucking show. Gonna be holding it down. Gonna go in deep, man. You know what I'm saying? Get in depth. And yeah, don't forget I got some new shit, you know what I'm saying, coming for y'all.
Today there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Nah, yeah. You already know, man. Go to www.myspace.com/JohnNewThePrincess and check out Martin, man. You know what I'm saying? She's doing it real big. She's holding it down. You know what I'm saying? For the Tampa Bay area, man, all the way worldwide. You know what I'm saying? Texas to Cali to Boston to New York, New Zealand, Australia. I mean, we everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get this shit out there. And this is why. The niggas need some money.
Hey, John. Come give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl.
Shit, nigga feeling right.
I got Big Cheese coming up, y'all.
What?
Big Cheese.
You want a lap dance? Okay. That's gonna be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid the rent yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance?
You know what my motto is? I don't shake no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money. Money.
Damn, little mama can't leave you alone.
I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. When I walk up in the building, all the niggas stop and pause. I let this dude eat me out once, he don't wanna go home. He keep hitting my phone, he won't leave me alone. My pussy got a tight grip, and I call a rubber band. And every time he beat it, the girl, she is clean. Yeah, baby, you want a little taste. Grab me by the waist, let me throw it in your face. I know a lot of girls hate me, cause they niggas wanna date me. You know I turn them on, she'll keep me in a thong. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. When I walk, I like to shake this booty like it ain't funny. No, I'm not the baby mama, jaw on a higher level. Give me the mic, I spit acapella. Yeah, I peep the way he been looking at me, shooting me the fuck faces, grabbing me by the waist. So what's up, daddy? How many tags you talking? If it ain't about dollars, no, I don't wanna holler. Now he grabbing on his pants and he breathing hard. And he looking in my eyes. Nigga, PM in your coochie for free. What you wanna leave a poker ride? candy paint what I call it. He keeps spoiling me and hot oiling me. Daddy here is a beast, take control of me. All the mother girls weak when compared to me. I'm the one that you deem that you want on your team. Let it see, little mama, how I hurt this thing. Baby cash rules everything around me cream.
All right, y'all, got a motherfucking world premiere, but before I do this world premiere, we got to do our little review. You know what I'm saying? It's time to go over the little review real quick. Matter of fact, let me refresh this shit. So make sure everything is up. And, let's go on review all nine words, you know what I'm saying? Starting off with the first one, nom.
Nom.
Nom. Meaning yes, nam. We're studying Arabic, people. If you're just tuning in, today is time to learn the language Tuesday. Each and every Tuesday, we learn a new language here. Today, we're learning Arabic transliterated. And you can go to www.byki.com. If you'd like to look this information up and learn a new language, please go and learn a new language.
Nam.
Yes.
Le.
Le. No.
Le.
Shukran.
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 Al afu. Al afu.
Al afu.
Al afu.
Al afu.
Al afu.
Al afu.
Al afu.
Al afu.
Al afu. Meaning, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
Afwan.
Afwan. You're welcome. Afwan.
Afwan.
Thank you. Afwan. Shukran. Thanks. Afwan. You're welcome.
Afwan. Al-Mahdira.
Al-Mahdira. The forgiveness. Or to forgive or something like that. I have to figure that one out. Let's see. Yeah, don't forget, y'all. I'll read that in just a second.
Sabah.
It means a morning. S-A-B-A-A-H. Sabah.
Masah.
An evening. Let's have a nice masah. Masah. M-A-S-A-A with a little, the fuck is it at the end? Quotation mark. There you go. Maser means an evening.
Afham.
A-F-H-A-M. Afham meaning I understand.
Afham.
Afham. I understand.
Afham.
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 Afham meaning I understand. Once again, all nine words.
Nam.
Nam, meaning yes.
Le.
Le. L-A-A means no.
Shukran.
Shukran. S-H-U-K-R-A-N. Meaning thanks.
Al-Afu.
Al-Afu. A-L-A-A-F-W. I beg your pardon.
Afwan.
Afwan. A-A-F-W-A-N, meaning you're welcome. Afwan. Al-Mahdira, meaning the forgiveness. A-L-M-A-A-D-H-I-R-A. Al-Mahdira.
Al-Mahdira.
Al-Mahdira, the forgiveness.
Sabah.
Sabah, S-A-B-A-A-H, means morning.
Sabah.
Sabah.
Masah.
And then you have Masah. M-A-S-A-A. Masah, meaning an evening.
Masah.
Masah.
Afham.
And then at the end, if you know all that, then you afham, understand. I understand. Afham.
Afham.
And that will do it.
Nam.
And please go to www.byki.com. To learn more words. I mean, they give you everything from numbers to words to greetings to letters to
ordering food, train stations, anything and everything. You don't need to go out there and purchase no Rosetta Stone, none of that. You don't need to purchase. If you want to go ahead and make a donation, you know, you can do that. But other than that, no, you don't want to. You don't have to pay for anything. It's all free. Education and learning is free in life if you just pay attention. You will see that it is. And let me go. Oh, what's in my other damn bookmarks? That's why I don't know my donation little tab. So let me get into this world premiere, and then I will be right back. If you all like to contribute to the indie promotion movement right here on Reckoning Game Radio, you can donate now. We have a little program that we're starting where you can actually donate any funds, $1, $2, $3, $4, $5, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Via PayPal, and you know it's all for the help of artist development and guidance. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of things I've been doing as far as Reckoning Game Entertainment has been out of my pocket, has been free. So we just want to actually take this to another level and really, you know, start making this so all the artists that we promote will get their BBS spins. We'll get all this stuff reported to BMI and ASCAP and all that kind of stuff so you can really get paid. But in order for us to be able to do that and take it to another level, I mean, we need help in taking us to that next level. So if you like to assist Reckoning Game Entertainment, which assists any independent artist and entertainer in the world, and you want to help take it to the next level, please, when you see the necessary little widgets, you know what I'm saying, contribution widgets, just click on the widgets and make a donation. I know some people might have heard a song floating around by the artist Pliers, spelled P-L-I-E-S, Pliers. With a song that's called Becky, very controversial song that's basically been talking about, you know, suck my dick. If you're riding around letting your child listen to Give Me That Becky, he's talking about suck my dick, and if you don't suck dick, then basically fuck you. So you need to be more careful with the type of shit that you ride around and just inadvertently let your kids hear, because, yeah. Motherfuckers is now traumatized with the name Becky. Kids, a little kid, white girls all over that go to school now, traumatized with the word Becky. You know what I'm saying? Because this motherfucker getting up here talking about something. Give me that Becky. Give me that Becky. Suck my dick. Suck my dick. That's all they saying, people. So, being the Weird Al Yankovic version of that, I have Big Cheese that's coming up in this motherfucker to represent. So, yeah. And this is called Give Me That Bacon. This is a Starship Smelly Prize world premiere going down right here, people. Big Cheese!
Bring her juicy ass out here. Yeah. I need to swipe her ass up. I need some of that bacon.
Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast and great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon. And I want that poke, a butter knife and a fork. Ain't got orange juice, oh no. Here's $5, go to the stove. Say my prayers, I'm ready to go. Can't eat too fast, don't want to choke. Ass cheese, grits, bacon, and some toast. With Tropicana orange juice, ain't no joke. Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast and great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon. Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast and great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon. Like fish, love pig meat. Chitlins, hallmark, pig feet. Favorite sandwich, bacon, egg, cheese. Tastes so good, can't feel my knees. Thanksgiving evening, roast that ham. Spray that pan with some Pam. Got those spices, look like Spam. Took one taste, I was like, goddamn. Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast and great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon. Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast and great jelly. Got my straight from Georgia. Ship that bacon straight to Florida. Belly so big I can't do yoga. Got two
sandwiches with some soda. Bacon kills, you're mistaken. What type of drugs are you taking? Don't keep it from me, cause I'll be yelling out, I want bacon! Just woke up and want some bread. Got that toast, ain't great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon. Just woke up and want some bread. Got that toast, ain't great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon.
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 Yeah, Big Cheese. Oh, Big Cheese holding it down right there, man. Yeah, that's what we do right here live each and every day on the Starship Smelling Prayers. You know, we hold it down for the independent artists, indie anything. If you're an entertainer, model, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You're looking for promotions, holler at us, you know what I'm saying? This is what we do, you know what I'm saying? And we hold it down, we keep it real, we keep it true. Yeah, let me see. Get this widget. Where's my damn page at? Oh, yeah, here we go. My page. Yeah. Y'all can go to www.chipin.com/mypages/edit, I believe. No, my bad. No, you can go to wdgesupport.chipin.com/indie-promotions. And you can go there and make a donation, or you can go to my MySpace, www.myspace.com/smellybtr, and actually find the button that says Indie Promotions, and chip in. Click on the chip in button, you know what I'm saying? Donate anything to your brother, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to help raise funds, you know what I'm saying? You can be the first to contribute. Ends on my birthday, February 11th. You know what I'm saying? We're starting it from December 14th to February 11th. You know, so please help. Support your indie, artists, man. Anything indie. You know what I'm saying? You know, so look out for that. The little indie promotions tabs to help chip in. They're all going to be all over all of my spaces and everything. So, you know, you will be able to check them out anywhere. I'd like to thank Easy Rider, Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, everybody who came through and checked out the show. Had a couple of people pop in and pop out, you know, thank you. Much love, much appreciated. Shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X, wherever you may be, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing. You know, DJ Party Time, everybody else is riding Wrecking the Game and Entertainment, man, you know. It's much love, much appreciated. We do this each and every day, you know what I'm saying, the Lord allows us to be up on here Monday through Friday. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is not your average radio station. We got a lot of education as well as a lot of music. So you get the best of both worlds here. You know what I'm saying? Time to Learn the Language Tuesday is each and every Tuesday. Don't forget, this Friday, it's going down, man. We got Ashwood in the building. Going to be holding down for Feature Indie Friday. And Wednesday, is that tomorrow I'll be talking about that? Yeah, what does Christmas mean to me and you Wednesday? So look out for that show. I'll be giving you my opinion, uncut, uncensored, on my feelings about the holiday, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, any other thing that we so-called celebrate. Yeah, we're going to get into that. And with the chick yelling in my ear for 1 minute, about to get up out of here. Got another hour, man. Y'all can go and check out www.maximumrealityradio from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. My homeboy Dre D with the Dre D Show. He does it real big, man. And you can go over there. And if you can't make it over there, call and request a song. His request lines is open at 813-398-2452. All artists, entertainers, anybody out there looking to send info to them, send your info to akdre, that's DRE1503, at yahoo.com, or go friend them
at myspace.com/DREU23. And that is the Dre D Show on Maximum Reality Radio, where adventures in music and talk is calling. We are getting up out of the building, y'all, because the nigga got to do what he got to do in them streets. And, yeah, let's bring some motherfucking heat to it. So, getting out of the building, this is Act the Fool off of his, on his new My Crazy Summer, you know what I'm saying, mixtape. And make sure y'all pick that up, download the free mixtape. You can go to check them out, you know what I'm saying. Just Google Act a Fool, A-C-A, Fool. And you'll be in the mix. So this is Grinding, featuring Mr. Casanova and Tom G. I'm going down right here live. Starts your smelly prize. Peace out, bitches.
They say there can't be progress without struggle. And you don't eat if you don't hustle. Yeah. Man, I've been struggling all my life.
Hey! Look, I've been struggling all my life. Trying to get right. That's why I'm in the streets from the morning to the night. Cause I'm grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling. Hey, you can hate, but I'ma get mine. Cause all I got is money on my mind. So I'm grinding, hey, grinding, hey, grinding, hey, grinding, hustling.
I'm on my grind, bruh. 25-8-8. Why your boy sleep? Act a fool away. I never stole dope, no. Never moved weight, no. Never did time, but I ain't fake. Woo! Look, I'ma be me, and I won't change. I ain't the mother boy, I'm in my own lane. And I ain't dissing, I'm just speaking my mind. Got a lot of folks that's out here telling me that I need to lie about a story in the street cred. How I got the street bread,
like I ain't from the hood.
Because I got me a degree instead. Guess I'm less hood,
what?
And seen less pain,
huh?
And seen less struggle.
Damn.
Man, that's a damn shame.
I've been struggling all my life, trying to get it right. That's why I'm in the streets from the morning to the night. Cause I'm grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling. Hey, you can hate, but I'ma get mine. Cause all I got is money on my mind. So I'm grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling.
I came out the womb thinking about 100 grand. So I hit the block feet and doing the running, man. Yeah, I like my money wrapped in rubber bands. Dear Lord, forgive me, I hope you understand. Cause I can't stand taking orders from another man. I like my money tax-free, fuck Uncle Sam. See, I ain't fool yet, I need a bigger plate. I stay strapped cause Florida niggas buy trigger plate. It's like the more you come up, the more a nigga hate. The more you stay on the low, the more a nigga stay. I kept it 2 trips, these niggas been fake. So I don't fuck with you pussies, y'all some ingrates.
I've been struggling all my life, trying to get it right. That's why I'm in the streets from the morning to the night. Cause I'm grinding, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, grinding, hustling. Hey, you can hate, but I'ma get mine. Cause all I got is money on my mind. So I'm grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling, grinding, hustling,
I'm grinding, hustling, trying to get them real G's. On Roman noodles and grilled cheese. At night I'm on my knees, begging the Lord, please get me out this gutter, chasing money at a high speed. Pressure keep my eyes slanted like I'm Chinese. Roll with 2 twin Glocks, yeah, they sign me. Man, you know how I'd be, ask God to guide me. Before that paper, no, I'm quitting, let the 9 squeeze. Get it from the ground, I was taught that. On the corner, 9 to 5, catch me in that all black. Ready for whatever, I can't live without that cheddar. I ain't stopping, nigga, never till these times get better.
I've been struggling all my life, trying to get it right. That's why I'm in the street.